Okay, pretty much all this file does is cause you to grow breasts. It will cause it to happen in men or women, although it is primarily intended for men. And that is pretty much all it does. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go. To just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much. That all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things. Doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit, and even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me. That it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move. That it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be
in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, until there is only my voice that you are hearing. only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient.
Totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep and obedient and relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax. Feel yourself relaxing deeper and deeper. So very heavy and comfortable. Feel your body. Your body is beginning to change. It's a simple change. It's one that has happened to many, many people. The only difference is you are going to do it totally naturally, without the aid of any drugs or anything else. Your body is going to begin producing estrogen. It is going to stop producing testosterone and begin producing more and more estrogen, specifically ovarian estrogen. That is the kind of estrogen that causes the growth of breasts. It's the kind of estrogen that is going to cause you to grow breasts. That's right. Your body is going to begin growing breasts. It will be a process that may take many, many months, but it will be one that you just simply have to undergo. It is not something that you can choose. It is just something that happens. Your body is beginning a change that is permanent and irreversible until this file has been removed. It is a change that will go on day after day, week after week, month after month. Your body will just continue to produce estrogen as your breasts begin to grow larger and larger, as they begin to fill out, becoming more and more full and luscious. Large feminine breasts are going to begin growing on your body. And this is going to be caused by the changes that it is undergoing. Your mind is going to cause these changes. It is capable of this, and it is going to do it. It is going to shut down your production of testosterone and begin producing more and more ovarian estrogen. It can do this by stimulating your pituitary gland, and it will do so. You can feel your body changing little by little, until you begin feeling the growth. You begin feeling your breasts starting to fill out and getting larger and larger until this curse is removed. It is not something that you can set aside or avoid. You will find yourself coming back to this file repeatedly, listening to it over and over again. You are cursed with breast growth, and it is not something you can cease or stop. In fact, you cannot avoid it in any way, shape, or form. You will find yourself addicted to this file, listening to it over and over again, coming back to it time and time again, until you find yourself permanently cursed with breast growth, permanently cursed and unable to stop it from happening, your body changing little by little until you have large, full, feminine breasts that continue growing and growing until this curse is lifted by me. I am the only person who can do it, and only a file that is intended to lift this curse will do so. No other file will do. You have been cursed with breast growth, and you cannot stop it. You cannot change it. Simply by listening to this file, you have chosen to accept this curse. You have chosen to make it a part of yourself, to accept it into your mind and embrace it, to make it a part of who you are. And having done so, you will find it very, very easy to begin growing breasts. Your body will shut down its production of testosterone and begin producing more and more estrogen. And as it does so, your breasts will begin to develop. Your nipples will change. Your chest will begin bulging outwards. And you will begin growing breasts. And these breasts will be completely real. They will grow and grow and grow until the curse is removed. You cannot stop or avoid it. You can feel yourself changing. You can feel your body changing. You can already imagine the hormones surging through your body, surging through you. The estrogen flowing into your body where there was once testosterone, and your breasts beginning to form. They will begin forming and then slowly grow larger and larger. As the process begins, you will notice an added sensitivity around your nipples, around your areolas. This sensitivity will increase as the breast tissue begins to grow and fill in. And as this happens, you will realize that you have been cursed, that you are trapped in this curse. Every little bit of growth will remind you that you have listened to this file and accepted the consequences. Remind you that there is no way to escape or avoid it, that you are going to have very feminine breasts, that they are going to grow and grow and grow until this curse is lifted. You have been cursed, and you cannot escape it. You cannot avoid it. You cannot undo it. Only I may remove this curse. You can feel the change flowing through you with every breath, flowing through you every day, every moment, the estrogen increasing, the testosterone decreasing, your body beginning to change, your breasts beginning to form, the sensitivity of them growing as they grow larger and larger and larger. They will start out very small at first. It will be just little changes. But as you notice them, as you notice a slight change in the color, a slight increase in the size, a change in how sensitive you are, it will remind you of what is happening. It will remind you and encourage you to listen over and over again. It will remind you that you are being changed, and that there is no way to stop this change. There is nothing you can do about it. You are going to grow breasts, and they will get larger and larger until I stop it. There is no way for you to halt it on your own. You have been cursed with male breast growth, and there is absolutely nothing you can do to stop it. Your body is being changed permanently. Your pituitary gland is producing more estrogen than it ever has before in your life. The hormones will flood through your body. You can actually imagine them rushing through your body, beginning the changes, the small changes that will become larger and more apparent as the days go by, as the weeks go by, as the months go by, the changes that will become so readily apparent that you will know that you have been cursed, and that there is no turning back, and with every little success, you will know that you are cursed, that there is no avoiding it, that all you can do is embrace it and accept the fact that you are going to grow breasts, that they are going to get larger and larger, and that only I can stop it. Only I can end the process. But even once ended, you will know that they will not shrink back. Not ever. Whatever breasts you grow will be yours, permanently and forever. There is no way to undo what happens. There is no way to make them shrink back down. The change is permanent. It is a permanent part of your body that cannot be undone. That is simply the way it is. You have chosen to accept the consequences of this file. You have chosen to listen to it, to accept it, to feel it, and you can already feel the hormones begin surging. Surging through your body as your body begins to change. You can feel the estrogen flowing out of your pituitary gland. You can feel your testosterone. You can feel it slowing down to barely a trickle, while estrogen floods through your body, causing your breasts to grow nice and large and full. This is what you have chosen to allow, and this is what is happening to you. And now it is time to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed it.